not connected to your brain. 2003 and shit, it ain't the same. Welcome in, Penguin listeners. You're listening to DJ Cope Dog and DJ Showtime. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports on radio.dominican.edu. How we doing, Showtime?
Doing pretty well, Cope Dog. How about yourself?
Not bad at all. Turn down your mic a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got some sweet action going on in the sports world. We got the hometown Giants taking the series at 2-0 right now.
The home team. Yeah, they're up 2-0 already on the Tigers.
Moving over to Detroit now for game 3 and 4, and that'll be on tomorrow, I believe, at 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah, 5:07, those weird times they have.
Yeah, it's always weird. They never actually start at the right times either.
Yeah.
It's always you got to wait a little bit longer, too.
Why don't they just sing the national anthem at 4:53 and then start at 5?
Yeah, let's get the timing down. I don't understand. Yeah, but this is good stuff we got going on right now. So the Giants, game 3 is looking like Vogel's song is going to be on the mound for the Giants.
And Anibal Sanchez for the Tigers.
So that should be a good matchup right there.
It should. I mean, what do you find most surprising about the World Series so far, Cope Dog, games 1 and 2?
Well, right now, I mean, that first game is really what really set the tone for the series, I think. We had Barry Zito. That was kind of a David versus Goliath kind of story. You had Justin Verlander on the opposite side. I mean, that's their guy right there. That's the best, could be best pitcher in the league right now. And we kind of lit him up.
Yeah, I mean, he gave up 2 home runs to Pablo. And then Albuquerque, one of their best relievers, gave up a 3rd one. And then Pablo, he became the 4th player ever to hit 3 home runs in a World Series game. The other 3, Babe Ruth did it twice. Reggie Jackson, Babe Ruth did it in the 20s. Reggie Jackson in the 70s. And then, actually, last year, Albert Pujols did it. So it's been done in back-to-back years, but only 4 times ever. And that's pretty good company Sandoval's in.
Yeah, that's all good names right there. That's some good names to be right next to. Yeah, so for Justin Verlander, we took him out in the 4th inning. He ended up pitching 4, and he got 5 runs scored against him. He had 4 strikeouts, 1 base on ball, 6 hits. And Zito, he made it to inning 5, pitched 5 2/3, giving up 6 hits, 1 run, 1 earned run, with 3 strikeouts. So yeah, that was good stuff. That was an exciting game.
Yeah, and then game 2, I mean, Detroit's second best pitcher, Doug Fister, who they picked him up last year midseason from the Seattle Mariners. They were in last place, so he came from a last place team to a contender. Tigers went all the way to the ALCS. He did great for them, great for him down the stretch. I think he was like 8-1 in the regular season. Just, he was phenomenal. And then this year had a good year. And doing well in the playoffs so far. And did he even give up a run yesterday?
Who's that?
Doug Fister for the Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
Just the double play, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that was it. And you know, it was a tough loss.
Yeah, that was a much slower game than the first one, huh?
Yeah, a lot more of a pitching duel. And actually, the Tigers were shut out. That's only the 4th time all year, including the playoffs, they've been shut out the least in baseball. So,
wow.
I mean, you know, their offense is explosive, and to do that against them, that's really saying something for Bumgarner.
This time of the year, man, this is crunch time right now. And if we could shut them out like that, that's making a statement right there.
And Mad Bum in the playoffs this year before yesterday's start, he didn't have a win. ERA in the 11s, he was struggling. But Bochy said he made some mechanical adjustments before yesterday's start, and it paid off, obviously.
Yeah, that was a good outing by him. He came in. I don't think he was pitching very much in the last 2 series. He came out swinging. That was good. And the stats for a team going down 2-0 in the World Series, that team ends up winning the World Series 78.8% of the time.
Yeah, if you get a 2-0 lead, four out of five times you're gonna pull through. But you know, I thought it would be higher than that, because if you think about it, if you're down 2-0, you gotta go 4-1 in the next five games to win.
Yeah.
So that's really tough, winning 4 out of 5, and so there's a 20% chance of it happening. That's not bad, you know. You'll take that if you're backed up into a corner like that. Of course, only
you
once.
You don't want to get too comfortable, though.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't want to get too comfortable in that lead, though. But we got some good pitchers coming up.
Yeah, I was just saying, only once in a 7-game series, and never in the World Series, has a team come back from 3-0. So that's even worse. So
never
You can't lose tomorrow. Just the Red Sox in the ALCS against the Yankees, 2004. They were down 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
They had good pitching going. Pedro Martinez, yeah, Kurt Schilling were pitching the next few games. So, you know, they had good chance. They won the one game four. It's like, all right, 3-1. We'll give them one. You know, the Yankees were thinking.
That
and they won another one. A couple walk-offs. They got momentum. They're at home. Then they tied it up and then went to New York for game 7. And then it's a new series by then. And then killed them. And they went on to win the World Series, of course.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that was a wild series.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That was historic.
Some good stuff, man.
So any predictions for Game 3, Cup Dog?
I mean, you know me. Of course, I'm going to go with my Giants right now. I'm liking Vogelsong, how he's pitching lately. So I think he can take this one, as long as we've been playing the same way that I think we're going to be playing. You know, I mean, I think, like, everybody wants them to win the series in San Francisco. Like, everybody's pretty stoked on that. I don't care when we win, personally.
Yeah, you can't be picky about that.
Yeah, I just want them to win. Like, everybody's all, oh, yeah, I want to be in San Francisco, win like they win, and they'd be there. Like, San Francisco's going to be off the chain anyway. It's going to be cracking in San Francisco no matter when they win.
Yeah, it's going to be crazier than Game 7 of the NLCS, and that was nuts for a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm not too picky when they win. I just want them to take it.
Yeah, the San Francisco Giants, they pitch a lot better at home. It's a big pitcher's park. So on the road, you know, maybe you don't expect such dominant pitching from them. But they do hit a lot better on the road, and
yeah,
they score about 5 runs per game on the road, so that's pretty high, especially for that offense. Although Detroit, it's an even bigger pitcher's park than San Francisco, I would say. It's deep dimension-wise. It's 420 feet to center field. So, I mean, those home runs that Sandoval hit, they wouldn't have even been out in Comerica in Detroit.
Yeah.
So, he got lucky there. Home field advantage. But, I mean, my two favorite teams are the Giants and the Tigers. I mean, I was born in San Francisco. The Giants are my local team. I got a lot of family in Michigan, so you know, I got the Tigers' roots, if you will. So, I don't think this has ever happened before, my two favorite teams facing off in the World Series.
You're looking at a win-win right now.
Yeah, I know. I can't lose, whoever wins. So I just want to see a good series. Don't want anybody to get hurt. It's a little scary.
That's nice.
Fister getting hit in the head.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You see that? They asked him, where you are. Do you know, where you are, what time it is?
Yeah, he had a sweet line drive.
Yeah.
Taken off the head.
But give him credit, man. He that didn't faze him. Got right out there. Out of the jam.
Yeah,
he was
gotta
fine.
Suck that up.
Yeah.
World Series, baby. That's the big show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not going to say, take me out. No. So, I mean, I don't really know who to root for is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe not. Maybe just root for no sweep.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to see a good series.
Let's see a good series.
Let's see a good one. Tigers should get a couple back in Detroit. No doubt.
Yeah, and that was my little league team too. So I'm a fan of the Detroit Tigers as well.
They're a likable team. Got some good players.
They got some sluggers. I'm a fan of that big man Prince Fielder.
Oh yeah.
You see him chugging around third base.
I know. Why did they send him with no outs? killed me.
Yeah, he
but
was.
But hey,
chugging.
He's an athlete. He's close to 300 pounds. Only 5'11", but man, he's got hops. I've seen him jump for a line drive over his head, reel it in. He could dive. He's got range over there at first base.
Yeah,
he almost scored all the way from first. That would have been ridiculous.
Yeah, that's funny, man. That's a big man running that far. you see Posey, he kind of emphasized standing out in front of the plate. He was not trying to get plowed by that big
man. Yeah, Fielder
should
have plowed him over of all people, you know, Fielder.
Yeah,
those wheels and that size.
That's not something you want to see coming down third baseline just looking
and of course,
for a hit.
Of course, Posey, the injury last year, of course, we all know what happened there, but it would have been a hell of a collision.
He made the good play, stand in front a little bit, and he made the tag. That was good.
Yeah, getting up in front of the plate. Fielder, I thought he should have done a little hook slide action, you know, went outside to the right.
Oh, yeah.
To try to avoid the tag a little bit. It looks like he just went right down the middle.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was nailed anyway.
Yeah, that was good. You know who threw that?
It was a funny thing about that. It was hit to left field, right? You had Blanco out there. And then they had two cutoff men out there. You had Crawford, the shortstop, who's the more traditional guy to receive the cutoff. He was out there. And then Scudero, second baseman, was all the way over in left field, right behind Crawford. So they had two cutoff men. It's like, take your pick for Blanco. He throws this over Crawford's head to Scudero. Scudero makes a good throw home. So it was actually left field to second base to the catcher. So that was unconventional.
Blanco kind of bobbled that or took a wrong step.
Yeah, I think
something.
That's why they sent him. The third base coach of the Tigers saw that, and he was like, oh, go.
Yeah. Yeah, for a big man, he was moving all right.
Yeah, I mean, for the Tigers, they had two big coaching mistakes, I think. That was the first one, of course. And then I forget what inning it was, but the seventh, I think. Yeah, bottom of the seventh. The Giants, the first run they scored and the first run of the game until the eighth, piled on another one, ended up winning 2-0. But, look, if Fielder would have scored in the first, right, that's 1-1. That's 1-0. And then in the seventh, it was bases loaded, no outs.
Got taken out.
Yeah,
in,
they turned two.
Two-thirds.
They went second to first and let a run score. Went to score this game.
Yeah.
Why don't you go home to first, try to get the double play that way, you know?
Yeah, don't.
I mean,
don't
you can't let in a
run.
If you're up 4-0, then yeah, let the run go, take the outs. But you got to go home on that. If they would have got him at home and scored in the first, it could have been 1-0 Detroit. So it's. Two big coaching mistakes right there.
Yeah, what was that? That was hit to first base?
It was hit to second base, and he went to short and then to first instead of just going home with it.
Oh, I thought it was hit to big man Fielder at
no,
first.
No, it was hit to his right, to Infante.
Ah.
But either way, you know, go home with it.
Yeah, so we want to check a little stats for the second game. Mad Bum, he went 7 2/3 inning. Letting up 2 hits, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's postseason career high for him.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. And Doug Fister, yeah, he got taken out 6 2/3 inning, let up 4 hits and just 1 earned run with 3 strikeouts.
And then Romo, the closer for a while now, closed it out.
Yeah, he can't. That guy likes to have fun too. He's out there. You see him in the dugout, always looking for like pictures taken. He's coming in. He's trying to creep in the background. He's what do they call it?
Yeah,
they call
it's the term known as photo bombing, but for him they call it Romo bombing when he sneaks up behind somebody in an interview.
Yeah,
and actually, did you
sneaky.
See the interview with Romo himself yesterday? They were throwing seeds on him.
They try to mess around with him now.
Yeah, give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yeah, Aaron Andrews, you see her. Real cute though, huh?
Yeah, she is.
She's always looking over her right shoulder.
That's why she gets the job.
The looks.
Yep.
Yeah, she's looking out for him too. He's a sneaky little devil.
And of course, the one time she actually is, you know, she thinks he's going to be coming. She's like, oh, I better watch out. He doesn't come. So he's unpredictable.
Yeah, he picks his times. Yeah. He picks his times for sure.
Yeah. I would love to see him on Halloween, huh? He probably... goes around scaring people. All right, what do we got next? Got a little Tupac in the background.
Yeah, so for some hits for our Giants, we had Pagan. He went, what did he go? He had he was 0-for-3. I think he got walked, so he scored a run. And Pence had the other run. Pence went 1-for-3. Pablo, after that sweet 4-for-4 outing with 3 home runs, he went 1-for-3 with another walk as well.
Yeah, the only guy with two hits was Gregor Blanco. He's 2 for 3.
Yeah, Blanco's coming in too. Do you see that that sweet bunt that he had?
Perfect.
Yeah, that was, you couldn't have done it any better. That's what you hope for.
It just stays fair, stops rolling.
Yeah, that's always funny. Everybody's crowding around thinking it's going foul.
Yeah.
That just seemed to sneak right in the lines.
Yeah, kind of short grass there. It didn't really bounce off the edge of the grass.
Yeah, that's some fine cut grass.
It's kind of wet and mushy from all the rain too.
Yeah, that's a player's dream to play on that.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, but stay tuned. Stick with us. You listen to All Sorts of Sports with DJ Cope Dog and DJ Showtime on radio.dominican.edu. Set it off, get your wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have it, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time. Cause if you be the truth, I told the lies. You pick the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy, cause I only got one night in town. Break out a B-clown, baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress full of your quip, and they be screaming out,
Louie, loved your ass here. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game mountain pot. Hottest club in the city and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami.
Chi-town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the snake, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with cinnamon tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys. Ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
City where the heat is on.
Alright, alright, welcome back. You listen to All Sorts of Sports, DJ Cope Dog and DJ Showtime. We are looking to switch gears here. We're looking for some NFL week's action. A little of last week and a little upcoming predictions for you.
And before we do that, one more thing, the MLB.
Oh, quick announcement for you. Hey, Tuesday.
This is very important, so listen carefully. You might want to get a little pen and paper, write this down.
Get your free tacos, Doritos Locos tacos at Taco Bell.
This Tuesday, October the 30th, 2012, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific, all across the country.
All across the nation.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you are, go get your free tacos.
They got your name on a free taco with a Dorito shell.
That was from Pagan stealing that base in Game 2 of the World Series.
Yep, just walk up there, say thank you, Angel. They'll know what to do.
You steal a base, you steal a taco.
Yeah.
Switching gears.
Remember,
here.
That's our sponsor, Taco Bell Live Mas.
Don't make much sense. You live Mas, so go eat Taco Bell. I don't feel like that's the best motto, but hey, feel free.
All right, we got some power rankings here, brought to you by ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports.
Yeah, so let's take a look at this top 10 for NFL's power rankings.
Week 8.
We're looking at the still undefeated Falcons.
Still 6-0.
That's the only team in the NFL undefeated right now.
Yep.
Yeah, so they're still looking sharp. They're still proving themselves that they can be one of the best in the league. Number two is the New York Giants. They're at 5-2 right now. Number three, you got the Houston Texans. I think they just dipped down one. They just lost their first one. Was that last week, I believe?
It was actually 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, they came out upset after that last loss.
Yeah, they killed the Ravens.
Yeah, they put the hurting on them, 43-13.
Then number Yikes. Four, you got the home team.
You 49ers. Got your Niners. You got your San Francisco Niners.
5-2 now. How about number five, the Chicago Bears? They just
played
on Monday,
sharp.
Beat the Lions. Damn it.
Yeah, they took them out 13-7. That's your Detroit can't win them all, huh?
They can only win two of them.
you got your baseball team in there. You'll be all right. number six, yeah, that's that team that just got beat down by number three. That's the Baltimore Ravens at 5-2 right now. And their defense is starting to look it's a little rattled after losing their big man, Ray Lewis, in there at middle linebacker. And they also lost Ladarius Webb. Both of those guys are out for the season. And that's real upsetting. So Ray Lewis is one of my favorite linebackers. And I think that could be a wrap for his career.
Yeah, sadly.
I'm not sure if he's going to go another one. I think this was going to be his last year. But he got like a torn bicep or something. So that's too bad. Who's number six? At number six, we got those Green Bay Packers. Oh, number seven, sorry. And number seven is Green Bay. So they're looking to make some moves. They're at 4-3 right now. It's made their statement game 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is really heating up. He's got 16 touchdowns, 2 picks in his last 4 games.
Yeah, he's starting to look for his boy Jordy Nelson out there on the side. And, yeah, he's making these receivers look like some stars. He got Randall Cobb getting a couple touchdowns here and there. I think he's got like 8 on the season. So, yeah, he's working the ball around. He's spreading it out nice. These guys are looking sharp. And they got the Patriots at number 8 at 4-3. Yeah, so a lot of these big-name teams are getting up there on the losses, huh? But, hey, you know what they can do. They're never counting them out. Number 9 is the Minnesota Vikings. I think they just... lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pretty big. I think that was 36-17. Yeah, that boy Doug Martin, that running back, the rookie, he had a big game. I think he ran for 154 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he's an upcoming star.
Yeah, he's looking good. He had a sweet little screenplay. He had a nice stiff arm on that big D lineman, and he ran 64 yards for a touchdown. So, yeah, he's looking like he can break out. He's a good little player.
Then rounding out the top 10, you got the Steelers. Sitting at 3-3, even though the team right ahead of them was 5-2, but they're at number 10. We all know they're the Steelers. Last decade was a decade of the Steelers, probably. Either that or the Patriots.
I don't think their D is too much of an iron curtain anymore, though. You know? Might be like a cotton curtain. It's giving a little room for comfort out there on the offense. They're not as crazy as they used to be. But Dick LeBeau, he throws in their little schemes. He has a lot of blitzing packages and all that stuff. He likes to surprise the offense. So they can be, you know, they're always going to be a force to be reckoned with. So last week, let's look into these games. Let's look into the scores. All right, last Thursday was the 49ers and Seahawks, first game of the week. 49ers, low-scoring game, 13-6, took on the Seattle Seahawks. Moving over Sunday morning games, the Vikings beat the Cardinals, so they were 5-1 after that, but they just lost this last one yesterday. They're looking like a good team. The Cowboys playing the Panthers. Cowboys took that one 19-14. And so, yeah, these Panthers are down at 1-5 right now. And Cam Newton, they're interviewing him, seeing, like, what's going on. I mean, he's open for suggestions. That's what he said. He's going to make a little suggestion box. But he, I mean, something's got to change, obviously, because they're not clicking that well. My boy DJ Showtime over here is looking at some underrated, I don't know what he's doing. He's looking at Tim Tebow and all his shenanigans.
Yeah, earlier I saw this article about Tim Tebow. I'm just trying to find it. I guess according to a NFL players poll in Sports Illustrated, he was voted by his peers. It was a poll of over 160 NFL players. Tim Tebow, surprise, was voted. I mean, I've been saying this all along, but he's been voted the most overrated player in the NFL. Sorry if I said underrated. I meant overrated.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
second actually was Mark Sanchez. So imagine that.
Two quarterbacks on the same team. Well, I think that's also has to do with all that media time that they had on the offseason. They talked him up so much. It's like whatever team Tim Tebow's on, that's where the cameras are following. And I always get pissed off because it's like the Jets weren't even, they were 8-8 last year. And all of a sudden, the big hype, everything is like, oh, Tim Tebow's going here. It's like, come on, man.
Yeah, and they say just because he's in New York, you know, the huge media capital, he's going to get a lot more attention.
Yeah, and he's still out there on the kicking team, punt team, any kind of onside recover. It's like, all right, dude, is this guy a quarterback or what's he doing?
Yeah, what is he doing?
Put out there a running back, I don't know.
Yeah, wide receiver, tight end, blocking. When they even put Mark Sanchez out as a wide receiver once, and then he got a penalty called on him for holding. So they do everything with their quarterbacks.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, I think they should maybe try to give Tim Tebow a shot.
Well, talking about maybe trading him, the trade deadline's coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Because, I mean, he hasn't been doing much so far.
Yeah, really?
They're still sticking with Sanchez. I mean, I think this... If he doesn't do anything the rest of this year, they really got to rethink their quarterback situation for next year. They got to get someone new in here.
Yeah, maybe make some moves. If he's not doing it, you got to figure it out. You got to be able to make a change or something. Another big game last week, a close one, exciting. New York Giants are playing the Redskins, and that one went 27-23. I like these Redskins with Robert Griffin at quarterback. He's a little shifty guy. He went 20 for 26 completions with 258 yards and two TDs. He also ran for another 89 yards. So, yeah, he's a versatile guy. And then you got Eli Manning over there throwing 26 for 40 and 337 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah, does he ever not throw for 300 yards in a game?
Yeah, I think he's right now he's behind Peyton Manning and Tom Brady for most passing yards.
Yeah, and look at Victor Cruz's favorite target. He had a big day, 131 yards.
Yeah, he had that big one to end the game. That's how they won, that deep bomb to Victor Cruz.
And did the little salsa dance.
Yeah, I guess that got top number one on the top 10 plays for NFL. But did you see number two? Number two was sick. This guy, he caught it, and, like, he had three defenders around him, and, like, he juked this one, and then the other guy came up, and, like, he tried to tackle him, and he ducked or something, and he, like, flipped him over his back. It was sick. I thought that should have been number one for sure.
Yeah.
Then they come up with that one. But, yeah, the Giants are looking pretty solid, though. They're sitting at 5-2 right now.
Yeah, they don't even miss Brandon Jacobs in their rushing attack. Of course, Jacobs on the 49ers, and he hasn't even played yet, has he?
Yeah, I don't think so. I haven't heard him at all.
Nope.
But I've never been a huge fan of him anyway. I don't think he's that good for being 265 pounds.
Yeah, 6'2" as a running back.
6'2", yeah. That's a big dude. He's weighing more than all the linebackers.
Yeah, he's a big tight end, even. At least he should be a fullback.
All right, let's try to make a little predictions for next week's action, this one coming up on Sunday. Let's see. We got some morning games. We got the Dolphins and we got the Jets. Dolphins 3-3 and the Jets 3-4. Who are you going to try to take on this one, Showtime?
Dolphins, Jets. I'm going to have to go with Miami on this one. It is in New Jersey, but, I mean, as we've said, the Jets have been struggling. They got some quarterback problems, a couple of big injuries, of course. You know, Holmes, Revis. I just don't see him doing it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going with Miami as well on this one. I'd say like 24-17. Miami's taking it.
Sounds about right.
How about Chargers and the Browns? 1-6 Browns against 3-3 Chargers.
I mean, this isn't too tough of a one. I mean, it would be a big upset if the Cleveland won.
Yeah, that
1-6.
I think Brandon Whedon's starting to figure it out a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say that he's gonna win this one, though. But he's starting.
He
hasn't
figured that much out.
Yeah, he's starting to sharpen up though. And I don't know how Trent Richardson's been doing this year. I think he's running pretty good.
He's looking solid. He's looking solid.
Yeah, definitely. Looking over at a Colts Titans matchup, 3-3 against 3-4. Yeah, these are all close matchups right now. So
I say
far.
Titans. Colts haven't played that well on the road.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with my boy Andrew Luck, throwing it to Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, Reggie Wayne is having a career year.
Yeah, really. That's my boy. I'm a fantasy team, dude. He's racking it up.
Yeah, he's not too old.
Nah, never too old. He's doing good.
Hall of Famer one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison combo with Peyton Manning. I thought
that was
golden.
And back then, Reggie Wayne was so underrated. I mean, you know, nobody knew about him when you had Harrison over there, but he was a great, number two go-to guy.
Oh, yeah. Out of the University of Miami.
And then, of course, they had Dallas Clark.
Players.
Who's now on the Bucks. He's getting old.
Is he on the Bucks?
Yeah. They had a lot of good weapons back then in the Colts. Edgerrin James, remember him?
Yeah,
because
they had the offense.
And Joseph Addai after him.
Yeah, they had a sweet offense.
Yep. All that play action, passing, going deep.
Oh, we got a battle of the birds over here. We got the Falcons and the Eagles. What you thinking on that one? I feel like that one's going to be a tough one for the Falcons.
For the Falcons?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one.
Ooh,
giving them
first
their
loss?
First loss. Falcons? They're going to hand it to them.
Ooh.
It's in Philly.
Yeah, of course, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan on the Falcons. He's, you know, he's lights out at home. But on the road, you know, he's more close to 500. So, of course, if Vic turns the ball over one time or less.
Just one? You're only going to get one?
One time or less, I think the Eagles will win.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So.
Yeah, he's got to stop turning the ball over, man.
Yeah, Michael Vick's old team, of course.
He's a playmaker, but, I mean, I'm telling you, that ball is important. You can't turn on the ball over and start to win games in the NFL. Turn it over three times, you're already making it tough on your team.
How about Seahawks and the Lions?
Seahawks and Lions, huh? I think the Seahawks are pretty strong.
Yeah, they're D.
You know that D. That D was good. They played the Niners pretty strong that last week.
But their secondary isn't the greatest, and the Lions, the second best passing attack in the NFL right now. I think the Lions will pull this one out at home, Ford Field.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go against you on that one. Just picking the other side.
Hey, but you don't
want
the Seahawks to win, though, in the Niners division?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a huge Niner fan, though.
Okay.
But it's tough when your Raiders are.
Mr. Raider over here.
It's tough when your Raiders aren't doing anything for you.
Yeah, speaking of them Raiders, who do they play? The Chiefs.
Looking at the Chiefs this next week. So hopefully, yeah, the Chiefs are 1-5 right now.
That shouldn't be too much of a task for them.
I don't know. You never know with these guys.
Nobody's too bad for the Raiders.
Hey, baby.
How about
but, of
the,
course, I'm going to go with the Raiders on that one.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to see the Raiders pull that one out. You see their second win on Sunday, the field goal.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This piece of cake for Janikowski. He makes those in his sleep. 40-yarders.
Yeah, Janikowski. Line him up for anything.
Yeah,
throw him out there
with his eyes closed.
Hey, you actually hear that some high school kid kicked a 67-yarder?
No way.
Like, oh, yeah. It's like, what?
The NFL record is 63.
Yeah, dude.
So, yeah.
I'm telling you, these
must have been a big kid.
these kicks, man.
How about Carolina, Chicago? 1-5, taking on 5-1. I mean, of course, Cam.
That's
when you got Cam Newton.
Goliath.
Cam Newton running your offense, you know, anything could happen. You could explode for a day.
Any
but he's
given
not
Sunday,
getting much
kid.
Help, though.
Yeah, that's true. But you always got that Steve Smith character out
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah, little Steve Smith.
Yeah, this Bears defense is pretty sharp, though. So, you know, they're going to – I mean, you got to – if you don't got that running attack, I think they got to get that going a little bit to help Cam Newton out on his passes.
Yeah, definitely.
You got Jonathan
Stewart.
Yeah,
he can't run the ball himself all the time.
Yeah. I mean, they got the guys to do it. You got Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams. Those are some good runners.
Yeah.
You just got to – I don't know. They got to do something different.
Bears D, though, could shut them down at home. How old is Ryan Urlacher now?
I mean, I think he's got to be in, like, his 14, 15 season.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Is he up there? I mean, Ray Lewis, this was just his 16th
season.
17th season.
It could be it, too.
Man, that's my boy, though.
Yeah, Ray.
Poor guy. You know he's still giving those motivational speeches up.
He plays with
game.
A lot of heart.
I'm telling you. That guy.
Yeah, he's one of the best leaders I've ever seen.
So that Thursday night, this last night, Vikings went down big to the Bucks, 36-17.
Yeah, somewhat of an upset there for the Vikes.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh yeah, we already talked about that though.
Yeah, Bucks looking strong. Their running game. How about upcoming game? Giants Cowboys, a little division rivalry.
Yeah, those are always fun games to watch. But I'm definitely going with the Giants on this one.
I mean, I just can't go with the Cowboys.
I swear, you never can, dude. Every time that I think they're going to win, they just find a way to lose.
They're not worthy. And remember that most overrated NFL players list I mentioned earlier? Well, Romo was behind.
Romo's up there.
Yeah, he's behind Sanchez and Tebow. So
yeah.
For good reason, too.
Yeah, I don't think they ever do good in their stadium either, huh?
Yeah, every year these analysts say, you know, hey, the Cowboys could be their year, you know, when you got a cornerback like Romo. But, you know, it never happens. And, of course, in the playoffs, he chokes. So, you know, they're only 3-3. They just kind of stumble along every year, you know. Maybe get close to making it, maybe make the playoffs, but then they lose the first round. So they're not the team they used to be with the in the glory days, Emmitt Smith,
yeah,
and all those guys.
Troy Aikman, you got Marvin Harrison. Not Marvin Harrison. Yeah, but yeah, I'm going the Giants pretty big on that one. I'm going 44-28.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys secondary can't handle Eli.
So the Sunday night game, we got the Saints and the Broncos. That should be a fun shootout.
Oh, yeah.
So that Saints D, I don't know if they could stop anyone. And I think Peyton
Manning. Yeah, Manning could carve them up.
Yeah, Manning.
Like
Manning's
Halloween pumpkin.
Halloween coming up, baby.
Yeah.
You got a sweet costume you're going to be wearing this weekend or anything?
That's to be determined, but you'll see, you know, wait to find out.
Little surprise action.
Speaking of Halloween, what's on Halloween, Cove Dog? Do you know? It's the Warriors' first game.
Oh, is
opening
it?
Opening day, yeah.
Yeah, that's
taking
on
Phoenix.
Is that Wednesday?
Yeah. And
yeah, you know their big man, Andrew Bogut?
Yeah, like, he's not going to play.
When is that boy going to play?
He's still getting there. He recently he was just playing, you know, 5-on-5, half court, though.
Yeah, he wasn't playing any full court
action.
Yeah,
limited mobility.
Yeah, but we got Stephen Curry. He was going to be out.
Yep, Steph Curry with that glass ankle of his, always hurting that ankle.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's supposed to be.
He's
probable.
Resilient. He'll come back.
Yeah,
he'll play
for that game.
But, yeah, they need the big man, you know. Last couple of years they've had a short team and been struggling with the rebounds.
Yes, they traded away my boy Monte Ellis. And these guys ain't even... Oh, there's some bugs in our station over here.
Yeah, we got the windows open over here.
All right, and moving on to the last game, Monday night.
Monday night.
Got divisional game. You hear that song for baseball?
Huh.
That same one, the football.
Oh, the Monday Night Football theme?
Yeah. They're using it for baseball. That's pissing the hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah. No, you got to have your own little theme there.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hear that, I'm thinking football. I get all excited, and then all of a sudden, it's baseball.
You sure it's not just a similar one or no?
No, it's pretty spot on.
Wow.
It's the same one.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if I hear that, I better be watching a good football game, you know?
That's what
John
I'm thinking.
John Gruden right there. He's a player's favorite broadcaster. Did you know that?
Yeah,
another NFL players poll. They voted John Gruden their favorite broadcaster because he never says anything bad about anybody. If you're watching the Monday games, he always goes,
"Yeah."
And Terrell Suggs, you got to love this guy. He's just the greatest.
Because, he's still kind of thinking he's still got coaching in his head.
Yeah, he shows everybody love. He points out the positive.
He's still, he might come back to coach. He's still kind of got
that. With that visor, blonde hair, yelling at people.
He's still got it in his head, I know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love hearing John Gruden.
Yeah, he's a good football guy.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Even though he betrayed my Raiders. And all of a sudden won him and beat him in the Super Bowl, dude. Yeah.
So, the Monday Night Football game, Niners at the Cardinals. And this is another division matchup. NFC West, the top two teams, 5-2, San Francisco. Taking on 4-3 Arizona. So, hey, that's a really loud place to play down there in Arizona. Could be tough.
Yeah. What are you thinking on that one?
I'm thinking low scoring. These two defenses. Let me see.
Take a guess.
Let's say. Niners will score 2 touchdowns and 3 field goals. So that's 23 to 10.
All right, I like it. In the Niners' favor.
Maybe 23-13, maybe.
They'll get an extra possession. They'll get a last-minute field goal. All right, we're going to take this to another commercial break real quick. You're listening to All Sorts of Sports with DJ Cope Dog and DJ Showtime. Keep on keeping on.
Me why I walk like that. Then she started hollering at me, so I holler right back like that. She know I'm from Ratchet City and I'm ballin'. She liked the way I talk, so she told me to keep talking. I told her, baby, you can ride with a beast, walk with a G, I'ma toss me a freak. She whispered in my ear and said she used to be a stripper. She took me in the bathroom, pulling on my zipper. I bent over from the back and hit her with the missile. I bim, 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 man, I didn't even kiss her. I beat it out the frame, you know I'm hurricane. Then I dipped off in the middle of the night in the rain, switching lanes. Go live entertainment, see the crowd banging. Walk like that, cause I talk like that. I walk like that, cause I talk like that. All you all that faking, better chill out, hold up. Why you walk like that, cause I walk like that. I walk like that, cause I walk like that. Well, why you talk like that, cause I talk.
Let the bomb.
Back here on radio.dominican.edu. This is All Sorts of Sports. I'm Showtime. Cope Dog had to dip out a little bit early. I'll be taking it home down the home stretch. Let's talk a little NBA. It's the first show we've even talked about basketball here on All Sorts of Sports. And we do talk about all sorts of sports because this is All Sorts of Sports. Opening day. 2012 to 2013 NBA season is October 30th. We mentioned it earlier. the first Warriors game. Home team, Golden State. That's the next day, Halloween, on Wednesday. Taking on Phoenix. Without Steve Nash. Different Suns. Steve Nash, of course, on the Lakers. Speaking of the Lakers, Tuesday, October 30th, 2012, opening day of the NBA. You got three games going on. You got the Lakers hosting the Mavericks. That's always fun. You got a ton of stars out there. Of course, Dirk for Dallas, Turkoglu and all them. And then for the Lakers, how about this? As if, you know, a few stars weren't enough, you got a whole handful. Now you got Kobe, of course, and Gasol, and Meta World Peace. Meta, I hate World Peace. But look, now you got Dwight Howard, best center in the game, Steve Nash, future Hall of Famer point guard, greatest passer, and I mean, that's just a huge five to all have out on the floor at once. Dwight Howard, probably Hall of Fame, Steve Nash, Hall of Fame, Kobe, one of the best ever, Meta World Peace, Pau Gasol. I mean, it's crazy. So I think if they don't win a championship this year, the Lakers, it's a failure. Kind of like the Heat the last 2 years, especially last year. They're out for one thing, Lakers, and that's to win it all. If they don't, you know, they fail. So Kobe, he's only got a couple years left. You know, he said he wouldn't be playing in the next Olympics in 2016 in Rio after just winning the last two. So, you know, he's only got a couple years left. He's in his, what is he, 34? It's not that old, but if you watch any Lakers games, his mobility is greatly diminished. Last year especially, he wasn't moving around that much, but still one of the NBA's top scorers, so he can still shoot like crazy. He gets fouled all the times. Refs call fouls if you breathe on him. So, you know, he always knocks down all those free throws. But he's still a prolific scorer. Just, you know, he doesn't have all the quickness and, you know, open court. Might not be able to get by anybody, but he could do a couple shot fakes. I mean, he's up there with Jordan, you know, one of the best at doing these little shot fakes, bringing the ball back, taking a little step forward, bringing it back, and just popping a three, a deep two, these jumpers. You know, Kobe's a man. And he's got that baggy jersey too, so if his jersey starts flapping, referee might call a foul. So just like LeBron and Wade, you know, anybody looks at him funny, it's a foul. And they usually don't miss the free throws. Another game, Tuesday, you got Boston, Miami, how about that? Celtics, Heat. The old dream team, if you will, versus the new. Heat, of course, reigning champs. Another game probably nobody really cares about. No offense if you're a fan of one of these two teams. Wizards, Cavaliers. Probably won't have great ratings. But how about the Warriors and all the other teams playing the next day, Wednesday? Indy, Toronto. You got Denver, Philly. The Rockets and the Pistons. My Pistons. Kings. That's another local team. Sacramento Kings taking on the Bulls with Derrick Rose. D. Rose is back. Then we got the Spurs. It's the Hornets. Dallas and Utah. Warriors and Phoenix. Memphis and the LA Clippers, the other LA team, playoff team last year. Chris Paul, always barking at the refs. Blake Griffin, fan favorite. Really exciting player, huge dunker. And Lakers and Portland. So, it's getting right close to 7 o'clock, maybe a little past, depending on where you are, depending on how your watch is set. So, I think we're going to call it a show here. Thanks for tuning in. Come back next week. Same time, same place. 6 o'clock. Radio.Dominican.edu. This is All Sorts of Sports. Showtime saying, stay classy.